Hello, welcome to my talk called Push-Based Hypermedia with Datastar. My name is Patrick Marchand. I come from Montreal in Quebec, which is in Canada. I'm fluent in English and French, so you can ask me questions in both languages. I do most of my work in PHP and TypeScript on an OpenBSD laptop. And I work as an independent consultant. So before we start, a few definitions. Multi-page applications, those are the old style of applications on the web where each page is a different address on the web. And you add a little bit of JavaScript here and there just to add a little bit more interactivity. Then we have single-page applications, which is what most of the web has evolved to these days, where you basically were recreating native-style applications in a web context. These typically require you to have two separate applications, your backend and your frontend, that communicate together to be able to display content on the page. Hypermedia is any non-linear media that contains links to other hypermedia documents or non-textual documents like videos and images. HTTP as the engine of application state is a concept where the server is in charge of the state of the client, and more importantly, every future possible interactions that the client can do are indicated by the server in the request. This term has become more popular lately with the rise of HTMX, which is a library for to do dynamically transclude HTML from the server in the page without reloading the page. There's a very good book on hypermedia on the HTMX homepage. I did a similar talk at EuroBSDCon in Dublin called Puffy Does Real-Time Hypermedia. The link is in the page. Now, reactive HTML. It's what primitives do we need to write reactive HTML in a declarative way? We do need the user to be able to input new data, and we need to be able to react to events that happen in the application. We already have that with the web, the browser. It's one thing that makes writing declarative code a lot easier in UI is signals that allow you to only to have parts of the UI that automatically reacts to changes to. And we also need the attributes in our HTML to be able to respond to those changes and update themselves. And we need dynamic transclusions to be able to include new content on the page that that wasn't loaded before. Typically, people do dynamic transclusions with HTMX. And the signals part will be done with alpine.js or another reactive DSL library for HTML. Datastar is a new library and framework that tries to kind of bridge a gap between the two. And so it gives you a global store of reactive signals that you can embed inside your HTML on reactive expressions that live inside the attributes and events that you bind in your HTML. Transclusions are also supported, but we'll get to that a bit later. Signals are on their way to maybe becoming a JavaScript standard, so at some point they will be included in web, and we'll be able to remove that from the Datastar code base. So Datastar can be used to write completely local applications pretty easily. Here I have a simple calculator, so I can insert content, I can insert numbers and do a calculation. How this works is that you have an input to which we data-bind-calc, which means that we bind a signal with the name calc to the input, and it will dynamically update the signal if the input changes and the input if the signal changes. We then bind an event handler with data-on-click to the every button we have here, and we update the value, we append the value of the text of the button to the value of the signal, which updates the input. You'll notice there's this DSL and data star to access signals, which is the dollar symbol followed by its name. You'll also notice that in data star, every custom attribute uses the data set standard in HTML, which allows you to write any custom attribute you want. You can also use a bundle to add a suffix to that so that you don't have any conflicts. And finally, the nice thing about that is that it's compatible with any HTML parser and validator. Now, finally, our equal button will still have an on-click event handler, but this time it will eval the value of the calc variable and just put that back inside the calc signal. Now, don't use eval in production, but for a simple calculator demo like this, it's perfectly suitable. If you play with this on the web, it very well might break. There's not much error handling I'm doing in this very simple demo. Now, talk a little bit more about DataStar itself. It started with the creator Delaney Gilliland that wanted to make HTMX more easily extendable. But the changes he made to the HTMX source code were not accepted upstream. And so instead of fighting with it, he decided to just start from scratch and write a whole new framework. Luckily, the end result is only about 5 kilobytes. And it is very extensible.